Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Walking is certainly a good thing for body, mind, and environment, but in a world of increasing distraction and congestion, it can also be dangerous. On average, over 1,000 Utah pedestrians are hit by cars every year. 40 people die. And joining me now to talk about what can and is being done to improve pedestrian safety is Dan Bergenthal. He is a transportation engineer with Salt Lake City. And Dan, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me today.
Do you feel safe walking in your neighborhood? And what tips do you have for crossing the street? 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Dan Bergenthal, even though pedestrians have the right of way, I don't know about you, but I have noticed an increase in the headlines of people, auto pedestrian accidents, pedestrian train accidents. Why? What's going on here?
Well, I think that, with pedestrian accidents, we see them kind of ebb and flow. You know, sometimes you have more, sometimes you have less. It's very random from what I've seen with working with this over the years. It's really hard to say. There's so many factors involved.
Well, most of the problems seem to occur when people are trying to cross the street. And just because you're in a crosswalk doesn't mean that you are safe. What are some of the big trouble spots in Salt Lake City that you're seeing, intersections where this seems to be a particular problem?
Well, you know, I don't know if there's any particular intersection that's any worse than another. I know in the downtown area, obviously, there's a lot more pedestrians and there's a lot of traffic, and so that's where you do see the majority of the accidents is down there, because there's a lot of people crossing in those areas. And it is interesting as well that the majority of the accidents do happen in marked crosswalks, and I guess you could understand that just by the fact that that's where most of the people cross. So I think if people are crossing outside of crosswalks, they might actually be a little bit more careful, because they know that they're crossing somewhere there where they might not really be supposed to be crossing. And so they look a little bit more when they cross.
Salt Lake City, of course, is well known for its wide streets.
Yes.
But that often invites people to speed up their cars to hit the gas, which can certainly make it a little more dangerous for walking. What are some of the measures that Salt Lake City has implemented to get people to slow down and to safely coexist with their pedestrian counterparts?
Well, we've done quite a few things over the years. Let me talk to you some about these. Back in the early 2000s, we began installing pedestrian countdown timers at all of our signalized intersections. And now we have all of them. Every signalized intersection does have countdown timers now, and we found that that really does help pedestrians know, how much time they have left to cross. And so that's really helpful for them to have that additional information. Also, we've installed look symbols at the beginning of all of our crosswalks downtown and also in school zones. And that's just a simple reminder that's on the pavement itself that tells you to look both directions before you cross.
I seem to recall that when Mayor Rocky Anderson was mayor, he loved these bright orange flags, and he put them at all sorts of different corners. Are they still working? Do they work?
They do work. We now have them at 237 different crossing locations in Salt Lake City, and that's probably the most of anywhere in the whole nation. And yes, they do work very well, and they're very simple and very effective. And so, yeah, we are very excited about that program, and we have actually seen that in some studies that have been done that the yielding rates for vehicles jump from about 30% up to about 80% with the crosswalk flags. So it's a huge difference.
We're speaking with Dan Bergenthal, a transportation engineer with Salt Lake City. We're talking about pedestrian safety. If you have a trouble spot in your neighborhood where people are going a little too fast, if you've been hit by a car, give us a call and let us know. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Talk about street design itself. The wide streets do invite people to speed up a little bit. What can be done in terms of slowing people down on the design itself, wider sidewalks or other tactics that you're using in the city?
Well, one that we've been using lately is called a road diet. And that's where we go out, and typically we take a 4-lane roadway and we reduce it down to a 3-lane roadway.
That doesn't make commuters very happy, I'm sure.
Well, what it does is that it still accommodates about the same amount of traffic, but it slows them down because now you don't have that extra lane to go around a car that might be going a little bit slower. And so if someone's doing the speed limit, everybody behind them also has to do the speed limit. And so we find that to be very helpful for pedestrians, you know, if the cars are actually doing the speed limit. And another thing that it does is it reduces the crossing distance for the pedestrians where they're actually in an active travel lane. Now, instead of having 4 active travel lanes to cross, you have 2 because the third lane is the center continuous left turn lane. And so and that also acts as a default or a de facto pedestrian median island. You know, there's typically not a lot of left turners out there, so you can stop halfway across, and that really helps.
Mm-hmm. And the city periodically will put in those traffic bumps to physically force drivers to put on the brakes.
Yeah,
are those widely used in the city?
They are not. We were doing those back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then that program is not actually functioning anymore.
Because it doesn't work? Why?
I think there was a lot of outcry from the communities, from the people. They didn't want any more of those in their neighborhoods, and so the city just stopped funding those.
Mm.
But they are actually very effective. And they do slow vehicles down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, some roads, it just doesn't make sense. I'm thinking of 13th East, which is a major corridor into town and up to the University of Utah. And recently the city installed these really cool crosswalks.
Yes.
Along that corridor. Maybe you can describe how those work.
Yeah, those are called HOC beacons. And that stands for High Intensity Activated Crosswalk. And what it is, it's very similar to a traffic signal. When you push the button, it starts flashing yellow, like a warning beacon. And then after flashing for a while, it'll turn to a solid yellow, just like a normal traffic signal, and then turn red. And so when it turns red, drivers have to stop their vehicles. And then after an amount of time, it'll start flashing red. And the flashing red indicates a stop sign condition. So when it starts flashing red, if there's nobody in front of you crossing, you can actually go after you stop. And so after the flashing red, then it just goes dark again.
So these are relatively new. What are the reviews on them? Do drivers like them? Are pedestrians giving you the thumbs up or saying this needs to be tweaked a little bit?
Pedestrians love them. That's our feedback from the pedestrians. Auto drivers still are a little bit confused, I think. We do have signs that are on the mast arms. If you look up, you can read to understand what you're supposed to do. But I think there's still a little bit of confusion. There's a little bit of a learning curve people are going through. But once I think people figure it out, they're very well accepted in other parts of the country.
And is the city looking to extend that to other busy roads where the speeds are a little bit too high?
We are looking to put more of them in. Right now there's one under construction on 13th East and Stratford Avenue. That's just south of I-80. There are 2 more under construction right downtown on West. There's one on West Temple and 50 South and one on 1st South and 50 West right down by the new City Creek Center. There's also a new one that's just was put into operation on South Temple at 50 East right by the Joseph Smith Building.
Mm-hmm. Anything new on the horizon when it comes to promoting pedestrian safety? You've got your flags, you've got flashing lights. What's next?
Well, the biggest thing is that the city just hired a new person in our office whose responsibility is for education. And so we are going to be a lot more education programs for pedestrian safety. And hopefully we'll be going out to the schools and talking to them and doing other types of media campaigns and other things to help people understand what the laws are.
Mm-hmm. This comment from Divish from Salt Lake City, who could not stay on the line. He wants a phone number or a website where he can report a problem or make a comment on an intersection. Does the city have an online presence where you can register a complaint or ask for some help?
For pedestrian issues, it currently doesn't, but we are talking about that right now. We do have a section on our website for anything that has to do with bicycling in the city. You can go down in there and do an online report. Another way to do it is just to call our office at 801-535-6630, and you can submit your comments there.
Okay. We'll put that number on our website, kcpw.org. Divish, thanks so much for the call. Dan Bergenthal is a transportation engineer with Salt Lake City. And Dan, thanks very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis, and Ryan Cron composed our theme music. And you can continue the discussion online at kcpw.org, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at City Views SLC. Next time, a Salt Lake institution gets a new home and a new name. Booksellers Tony and Catherine Weller are going to be in the studio talking about leaving Main Street and the Sam Weller name behind. That's coming up tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.